This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Well, it turns out that billionaires are not welcome in the Democrat Party, even though a billionaire just entered the race for Democrat presidential nomination. So how's Michael Bloomberg going to do it? The president says the impeachment show this week is a farce, but it's going to be on a television near you. And hey, Philly, time to trade used guys for y'all, according to the esteemed advice from Philly Mag. Why? Because woke. That's why. Welcome back to the show. Glad you were here. The Zeoli Show on Twitter at Rich Zeoli and Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. So you see now with the impeachment hearings coming this week to a television near you, a lot of the attention is going to be turned towards the quid pro quo, as it's called, the transcript, what the president said, what the president didn't say, what the president was trying to get from the president of Ukraine, what he wasn't trying to get. All this is going to be televised on television. The Republicans smartly are pushing back and saying, well, on our witness list, we want to hear from Hunter Biden. We want to hear from the whistleblower, quote unquote. We want to hear from these people. We want to know what they have to say. We want to know what Hunter Biden did over there. We want to have him as one of our witnesses. That's very important to think about from that perspective of having the Republicans say, this is who we want. And the guy that we want most out of everybody, Hunter Biden, and maybe Joe Biden, too. Maybe we'll have Joe come and tell us about the time that he talked about having the prosecutor fired in Ukraine, the one who just happened to be investigating his son's company. Maybe we'll talk to him about what he told President Obama regarding the potential withholding of aid that he bragged about. Potentially withholding the aid. Maybe we'll have them there, too. And I think that's really smart strategy because this is not a criminal procedure. This is a political battle. And to win the political battle, you've got to go on offense. You got to fight. You got to go on offense. And you got to make people at least come to the understanding that what they're saying about the president is as damaging to the president as it is to Joe Biden. In other words, if Joe Biden and President Obama were trying to withhold money to Ukraine over the fact that they were concerned the prosecutor was corrupt, and President Trump was trying to withhold money to Ukraine because they were concerned the prosecutor was corrupt or that the country was not doing enough to investigate corruption, well, if that's bad, then it's bad for both. It's bad for everybody. Everybody's bad. Or you say Biden, well, he wasn't really bad because the prosecutor, everybody wanted him gone. Well, everybody wanted Ukraine to clean up their corruption, too, right? You go, well, Biden wasn't bad because, his son was on the board of Burisma, but that wasn't why he withheld the money, that why he threatened to withhold the money. That was not the quid pro quo. All right, well, the president didn't say that they had to get Joe Biden to get the money. The president said they got to figure out, as they're looking into the origins of the Mueller probe, whether or not Biden fired the prosecutor, whether or not that was, in fact, corruption. As you go back and forth on this stuff, you start to realize that it becomes very, very complicated. And if the American people just kind of shrug and go, I don't know. I mean, it seems like they're both asking Ukraine to do things if they want United States money. Then people just go, how's the economy doing? Good? Economy's good? And then they're happy. And then that's how they vote. And then that becomes the issue, the primary motivating issue. So Jamie Dimon was on over the weekend in 60 Minutes. He was on with Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes. She tries to get him to say that the economy is not good. She tries to get him to say that things are bad. But the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase knows the economy is good. And he, by the way, J.B. Dimon is a guy who would love to be president. I mean, he'd love to run. He's not a huge Trump fan per se personally, but he knows the economy is doing very, very well. And you can just hear Leslie Stahl. You can hear her try so hard to get J.B. Dimon to say that the economy is not great. But does she succeed? Take a listen.
Stock market is going through the roof, and yet manufacturing production is down over the past year. Wage growth is slowing. So when you look at the state of the economy right now, what do you see? Do you see strength? Do you see petering out?
The consumer, which is 70% of the U.S. economy, is quite strong. Confidence is very high. Their balance sheet's in great shape. And you see that the strength of the American consumer is driving an American economy and a global economy. And while business slowed down, my current view is that no, it just was a slowdown, not a petering out.
You sound pretty optimistic about the economy.
Well, I am.
Well, what about...
She's like, but can't you just help me give some doom and gloom to my audience, please, so they can believe that maybe things are going to tank? Please? Stop with the optimism. Come on. I need something depressing to tell everybody. Please. I got to give them hope the economy is going to tank and Trump will lose. Come on. What he said, by the way, too, about the U.S. consumer being 70% of the economy, that's what I've been telling you about. The notion of if we just scare people, they'll get them to stop spending money. And if they stop spending money, then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. We may have a recession. You see? That's why people in the media, 60 Minutes, it's why all these media outlets keep trying to say, but it's going to be bad, right? I mean, it's getting bad. It's bad, right? Come on, please. Come on. Give me something. Give me something depressing to share with the world. Jamie Dimon's not buying it, though.
Well, what about the issue of unpredictability right now on the economy? Is that worrisome to you? It must be worrisome to every businessman in the country.
The world is unpredictable. I think it's a mistake.
Well, more unpredictable than usual.
No. If you look at history, if you take a newspaper and open it any month of any year, you'd have the same list of hugely unpredictable things.
We've had multiple wars in Iraq. Why doesn't it feel that way? Why does it feel as if
because you want it to feel that way. That's why. Because you want it to feel like it's totally unpredictable because of who the president is. Come on. Of course, the idea of this being, this is unprecedented. We can't even begin to deal with the uncertainty. It's because you and everybody else there in 60 Minutes wants a different president. And the uncertainty of him and his tweets is what you're talking about, not the economy. You know that. I know that. Jamie Dimon knows that, too. That's why he said to you, read a history book. Read a freaking newspaper. Listen to anything that's outside of your bubble. And you realize, no, actually, this is not the most unpredictable time we've ever had. Not really true. Read a book. It's literally what Jamie Dimon just said to the host of 60 Minutes. Read a book, a newspaper, read something, anything. You'll understand. Keep going.
Why does it feel as if we were in a particularly uncertain time?
Human nature looks at fear and reacts to the short run. But again, there have been like 50 or 60 international crises since World War II. Almost only one really affected the global economy in the short run.
What was that? Vietnam?
Vietnam did not. Vietnam, obviously, it's totally changed America. But it was the oil crisis in the Middle East in 1973 when oil went from 2 to 20 and we had a global recession. There have been wars with India and Pakistan. We've had Iraq, Afghanistan, Korea, Vietnam. China had wars with Vietnam. China had wars with Russia. None of those things affected the global economy. And the other thing is, people look at the negatives. There are positives. The Berlin Wall went up. The Berlin Wall came down.
And the economy wasn't affected? Is that what you're
barely.
Saying?
This is the most prosperous economy the world's ever seen. And it's going to be a very prosperous economy for the next 100 years.
You're such a jerk. Would you stop giving all this hope to everybody, please? Would you stop? Enough. See, I mean, that's the thing. Jamie Dimon knows world events and he knows the economy. And what he's saying to her is not what she wants to hear because they're all holding on. They want a nugget of him to say that this is going to be different. And you notice, too, he brings up 1973. What else happened in that time? Nixon was gone, right? They removed Nixon from office. Why? Not over Watergate. I mean, obviously Watergate was the issue. But what happened is that people turned on Nixon because of the oil crisis, because there was a global recession. And suddenly now Nixon was no longer popular. See, if you break it down like that, what actually Jamie Dimon is saying is that if the economy is this strong, Trump's going to be fine. And the only reason why Nixon was removed, the only reason why they forced him out, was because exactly what Jamie Dimon just said, 1973, you have this oil crisis, global recession happens, and that was the single biggest economic challenge in the last 50 years, 60 years, 75 years. We survived all these other things and the economy was strong, but that moment in time was what caused a major problem for the economy. And what happened to the president? Well, he lost his popularity, everybody turned on him, and he was out. And you see, and she knows that, and that's why when she's sitting there and she's kind of going, well, give me something more depressing. Give me something pessimistic. Surely somebody out there somewhere must know something that's terrifying and depressing. She says that, but she knows that that's the only reason why they pushed out Nixon. It doesn't go with the talking points, and that's why it's such a bummer. That's why Jamie Dimon's bumming everybody out in 60 Minutes with all this hopeful optimism and sunny optimism about the economy. I mean, this guy with his how dare he give all these sunny, optimistic predictions for the future. It totally goes against what we want to hear, which is that the economy stinks, it's going to stink, and Trump's going to be out. I know. It's a bummer. I get it. 855-839-1210. Really, what you should do, though, is be very happy with what Jamie Dimon's saying, because what he's saying is fantastic. Wouldn't it be great if the economy was super strong for the next 100 years? Yes. Like, who could possibly be against that? Unless you're just a super political person. Rob is in New Jersey. Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Rich? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Yeah, listen, I was listening to that actuality that you played before with AOC, and I just cannot believe that people would be that dumb to actually fall for that and to just delegitimize an issue, which I know isn't really real anyway. But how do you push back against something like that?
You mean the idea that white supremacism is climate change and that we got to defeat white supremacism to save the earth? It's crazy, right? It's the kind of stuff that used to be talked about maybe in hushed whispers, but now it's out there openly said at a political rally.
And the thing that annoys me, too, is, like I said, people actually believe this. I mean, if that's the case, then I guess Santa Claus really does exist.
Of course he does really exist. What are you saying? Of course he's real.
Well, you know what I mean. You know what I mean, like the Easter Bunny and whatnot. I mean,
he's real, too. I got kids listening. Come on.
Oh, okay.
All right, Rob. Thanks, buddy. Have a great day today. I appreciate it. God, my kids might be in the car, man.
Yeah, thanks for that save.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Of course, Santa's, coming in.
He's on his way.
Soon.
He's going to do a couple stop-offs at the mall soon.
That's right.
But he's coming. He's on his way. Got the sled gassed up. Solar sled.
Solar sled.
He went green last year. Solar and
reindeer power,
Dawn. Yes, reindeer power. Reindeer have zero fossil fuel emissions.
See?
Zero carbon neutral, the reindeer.
That's right.
Except for when they toot. Because reindeer toots like cow tooths have a lot of methane. Terrible for the environment. It's awful. Mike's in Broomall. Mike, good morning.
Rich, I'm with the last guy. The hypocrisy is amazing. AOC, her stupidity ceases to amaze me. What were her bedtime stories? Her grandparents are sitting there telling her that old white fat guys are throwing six-pack rings, killing dolphins into the ocean. I mean, where does white supremacy come up with global change? I just don't get it.
I know.
It's absolutely amazing. It's beyond belief. And then on top of all the cities that she listed are Democratic run. So why don't we say that Democratic controlled cities can affect climate change? I mean, it's got to stop somewhere. I blame it all on the Democrats.
Well, she listed. You're right. Baltimore and Chicago and Los. Every city she listed is a Democrat run city for the last 75, 80 years.
Yeah, she doesn't get it. And I love the fact that Tom Steyer and Bloomberg are in the race now. And it's amazing how all the things that they condemned Trump for are all the things they're praising these billionaires for, except for, of course, Bernie. And keep up the Bernie bit. It's the best.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, Mike. You have a great day. 855-839-1210.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.